by languishing alone in my lair, where you will never hear me laughing. I'm half in love with dark and despair. The moon's a howling mouth of mercury, quicksilver quivering in the sky. It echoes like a cave of chromium that will vacuum up my soul.
Lenses of ebony embedded in amber. I am a man wolf. Fat bourgeois and his doppelganger are buried in their solid glare. Twin specimens of insect set for display. I am a wolf man. The man in kill the wolf. I am a man wolf. The wolf in me would eat the man. I am a wolf man. Who despises the strivings of common men? I am a man wolf. Who sees them at work at their daily tasks and factories and office desks, who watches them at evening, elbows linked at tavern tables, heads lulling songs. Oberisch, weiß, weiß, nicht, was ich sagen soll. Ich weiß nicht, was ich sagen soll.
a neon sign reflected in a pool of liquid sky. It was not what I expected. I was only walking by. The sign said to the magic theater, it is not for everyone. It is but for madmen only. The first performance has begun. I looked up to see that notice where those lights were shining from. Nothing but black ball was there, and their reflection too was gone. Imagination, my brain had come to fail me.
was 30 years old today. They took away all of his toys. His mother sent newspaper clippings to him about his old friends who stopped being boys. There was Howard C. Green, just turned 33. His leather chair waits at the bank. And Sergeant Dow Jones, 27 years old, commanding his very own tank. But Lather still finds it a nice thing to do, to lie about nude in the sand, drawing pictures of mountains that look like bumps, and thrashing the air with his hands. But wait! Lather's productive, you know. He produces the finest of sound, putting drumsticks on either side of his nose, snorting the best licks in town. But that's all over. Lather was 30 years old today, and Lather came foam from his tongue. He looked at me, eyes wide and plainly say, is it true that I'm no longer young,
Mommy?
And the children call him fame. What the old men call insane. And sometimes he's so nameless that he hardly knows what game to play, which words to say. And I should have told him, no, you're not old. And I should have let him go on smiling. Baby,
thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Scott's Meltdown, broadcasting live every Saturday, noon to 2, from beautiful downtown Hollywood. DJ Stock is here. That first set kicked off with Total Destruction to Your Mind by Swamp Dog. Followed that with The Firm, Tear Down the Walls. Did our Hawkwind track of the week, Steppenwolf. Pretty Things, Is It Only Love? Curved Air gave us Backstreet Love. Grace Slick sang Lather. One of the Jeff Beck groups did Going Down. That gospel moment was brought to you by The Temptations. Soul to Soul, it's called. And we finished off with Roxy Music doing the main thing. Just queuing up the next track here, and then we'll get on with the show.
Help. Are you on the road to nowhere? Are you? myself in the room. extravaganza, the house of ebony, the house of the free. Who the hell are they? You know, they're somebody when they're in that little ballroom.
Wherever you are, She used to sit next to me. I'd pass the sticky sweets under the table where the teacher couldn't see. Although she wouldn't remember me now, sometimes I wonder where she can be. Remember the first girl I kissed, it was Christine, when I was 10. I'd been told we were moving away, I thought I'd never see her again. Oh, don't forget me, I'll be back when they let me. Before you learn how to lie when you're leaving, love is so much easier than me. I'm at school, oh, would you believe? 300 boys and no girls at all, but you're a fool. If you should leave, just think of the joys of rugby, football, and prep in the morning, and brow cream and acne, and cross-country running, and to kill evil thoughts. I'm surprised that I survived. I ran 10,000 miles with my back to the wall. Remember the first girl that I made love to, it was at a park. In the lower pleasure gardens in Bournemouth in summer, just after dark. My mind was reeling, oh, what a feeling. I missed the bus and walked 12 miles home, and it really didn't seem far.
17th summer, running together from crowds and ties, taking our clothes off and feeling each other with fingers and senses and mouths and eyes, incurring the glances of old disapproval from elderly local inhabitants. Eyes, oh time, time, we hardly even knew you. You didn't touch us with your lies. In the halcyon days of my late adolescence, my girl seemed clearly in sight, playing electric guitar with the beat group. We set the ballrooms alight, camping it up for the dyed blonde receptionists who told us we were all right. Oh, an ego trip for a teenage superstar on 30 shillings a night. And so it fell that I came up to London to look for fortune and fame, starry-eyed in my seaside successes and much too sure of the game. But girl, I met there, I thought I'd get there, but the first girl was nearly the last girl. She left my eyes in the drain. She sat on my floor in the dead of the night, rolling a joint and looking round for the light. Her clothes were so black and her face was so white. How could I know what was right? And I sat all huddled upon my bed, watching her in my innocence. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense, that took me to the bridge of impotence. Oh, Otto's anthology lay spread on the floor, and the thoughts that she gave me I'd not met before. I'm stranded, half hypnotized, I watched her in awe of everything that she stood for. And I wanted more than anything to be like her with every sense. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense, that took me to the bridge of impotence. She came over to me and kissed me in play, taking my hand between her legs as she lay. And she looked in my eyes, but I turned them away, finding no words fit to say. And I hated myself, but could not move, shattered in my confidence. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense, that took me to the bridge of impotence. Now the stare of the light bulb tore holes in my brain as she got up in the silence that hung like a stain. And I wanted to speak or to call out her name, but how could I begin to explain? And my prosecuting room still holds
strand of her hair in every dance. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense that took me to the bridge of impotence. Oh, I still think about her when the night fills with rain. It speaks in its voices uneasy and vain. And I think where I may be to find her again. Oh, I'd probably see her more plain. And I should have known she was just like me. It was after all only common sense. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense that took me to the bridge of impotence. But it was no sense at all, but too much sense that took me to the bridge of impotence. I didn't go out much at all, I just stayed at home in my chains, picking over the threads of my confidence and searching for the remains. And when I just couldn't stand any more of it, going down to a club, mixing in with the sounds and the crowds, I let the music cover me up. I'm lonely, lonely. The harlequins and painted ponies pick their ways through the haze of highs and lows and blues. And all that I could do was to pick my way to you. Though I didn't tell you, you were just a thing to prove. I was hungry when I found you, but I'm all right now. They sigh, they lie, the refugees and superheroes on ice. Oh, so nice to see you. What's your name? And all that I could do was to say the same to you. Take you for the moment, though the moment wasn't true. But I was hungry when I found you, and I'm all right now. Though the street lamp cut through the curfew, it shed no light on our mind. It would have been so easy to love you at any other time. Only, lonely, you came to me. The night hung coldly in your eyes. Some other time I might have stayed with you. But all that I could do was to turn around to you. Thanks for what you gave me, now it's time to say adieu. I was hungry when I found you, but I'm all right now. Ba-ba-ba-ba. That I stood disillusioned by everything I'd been told.
I just didn't believe love existed. They were all just digging for gold. Widows and bankers and typists and businessmen loved each other, they said. But all it was, though, was just a maneuver, the quickest way into bed. And so I followed the other's example and jumped into the melee. In hunting grounds of Earl's Court and Swiss Cottage, I did my best to get laid. Beer cans and parties, deaf girls and artists, bouncing around in the social confusion, missing and making the grade. The very first time, I must confess, I thought you'd be like all of the rest, and we'd be strangers once again. By the time we were dressed, but when you'd smoked your cigarette and talked to some people that we'd met, I found myself asking, was it set? Did you have to go yet? And so you laughed and then kissed me and stayed for the whole weekend. Although the bed was so narrow, we had to sleep end to end. So the weeks pass through my brain in the dadaistic chain. I find myself seeing you again and again and again. And all you gave it free, asking for nothing back from me. You gave yourself unselfishly as a part of me. And where I thought that just plucking the fruits of the bed was enough, it grew to be less like fucking and more like making love. I ever knew, some loved and some denied me. And all the words I ever said have been no use to hide.
You're listening to Scott's Meltdown here on Kill Radio. We started that set with Sweetwater doing In a Rainbow. And because it's been far too long since we played any Pear Ubu on the show, we played their One Less Worry track. Love and Rockets did It Could Be Sunshine, and that was Not Was doing Somewhere in America There Is a Street Named After My Dad. Followed that with Small Faces, Red Balloon. Malcolm McLaren gave us Catch a Wave. Stephen Stills did How Far. Al Stewart gave us his 17-minute folk epic, Love Chronicles, and we followed that with Television. And now let's get on with our show here.
Love.
Well, that's about it for Scott's Meltdown this week. Remember, I'm here on Kill Radio every Saturday, broadcasting live, noon to 2. That was a real short set. We did Feeling Yourself Disintegrate, Flaming Lips, and, of course, that last song needs no introduction. That's our addition for our segment of music to Free Your Mind, Heal Your Soul, or Kick Your Ass this week. DJ Stock is here. I'll see y'all next week. And I think we'll go out with a little taste of Hawkwind. Y'all have a good week now.
Everything I say is in the same tone as my test tube. brother's voice. There is no choice between us. If you had ever seen us, you'd rejoice in your uniqueness and consider every weakness something special of your own. Being a clone, I have no flaws to identify, but this dog roll that falls from my pen has just been written by another 20 telepathic men. All word for word says, oh, for the wings of any bird other than a battery head. That's the spirit of the age. 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 It's just the spirit of the age. It's just the spirit of the age.